Hello, I'm Kenneth Blake at blaketalks.com. And do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely relax completely and have a glass of water beside you. Before we start, I just wanted to share something good with you. Something that will make your life happier, no matter what you do. You know, when you go to bed and sometimes start to begin planning for tomorrow, what you will do and such stuff, what if you also planned every night to wake up happy in the next day? Just imagine you have your head on the pillow and say to yourself, tomorrow I will wake up happy. It's as if the unconscious will pick up this and learn this, and suddenly it happens automatically. You wake up every day feeling happy. Imagine that. What a difference planning to wake up happy is. It's as if your life took a whole new attitude. So, let's begin with getting you thinner. And some people say, you really need to start to love yourself better and not your eating. Because the happier you feel, the thinner you will get, and the closer you get to your ideal weight, the happier you will be, and maybe even ecstatically happy. Some people love eating, and to love a behavior that is not good for you, on the whole, that's fucking stupid. Does your unconscious really love you? Think about it. Hell, I think we need to do some changes here, don't we? And nothing is for free, you know. Now, if I were to ask you the question, why do you eat so much? What would the answer be? And what would happen if you stopped eating so much? What would you do with your time that you get to do other things with? Some people copy things like MP3 files. And a friend of mine said, oh, you know, my friend told me, and he said to me, I like this so much that I will pay for it. And then she said, I found a lot of other good stuff also that I might buy. And she said, and I'm feeling wonderful now that I've found so much good stuff that helps me. I like friends like that. And you know, as you're listening to me, you can remember blaketalks.com. You may, you know, remember blaketalks.com. It is possible for you to do that, isn't it? And get new friends. As you remember that, as I'm talking, I'm just telling you, know that. Listen only to the following part when you can safely relax completely and preferably in bed. You don't need to be in bed as you later focus completely on what I am saying. Even though a relaxing, comfortable position, wherever that can be, is very good to be in. It could be a bus or a train. So the first thing is to buy less food. And the less food you buy, the more healthier food you can buy. You can buy sweets also. You buy whatever you like, but not as much as you did. And after listening to this, you will be amazed and intrigued and surprised by how much smaller portions really get you feeling filled up and for a longer time. You will also find yourself looking for good walking shoes, jogging shoes, as you will be feeling healthier and move about much more. I don't know if you like dancing, but many people like the trance of being dancing. And the more you move about, the better you will sleep and feel completely relaxed in the morning. Oddly enough, very quickly. People start to sleep better, and when they sleep better, they don't feel as hungry as unconscious. May have confused tiredness with feeling hungry, which is wrong. If you are tired, you need sleeping or relaxing, or maybe just a glass of water. A glass of water, maybe you were just thirsty and not hungry. How do you know that you are not thirsty? I'm not asking you jokingly, I'm serious. How do you know the difference between being hungry and being thirsty? Or how similar are they feeling? Do they feel very similar or not? Or are they mixed up? You maybe don't know how many people there are that confuse their feelings with hunger. In a seminar once I asked him, "Are you thirsty?" And they said, "Yes, he wants to eat something." And they all laughed. And then he realizes clearly that, "Hey, I'm not hungry. What have you done to me? I'm just thirsty. And so am I. So it's time to drink some water." Lovely. How do you know when you are hungry? How do you feel that? Because it feels somewhere on your body, doesn't it? Does it feel in your stomach? Or does it feel on the tip of your nose? Who knows? I don't. And how do you know you want to sleep? Where does that feel? How do you feel when you are tired? And what is the difference between those feelings? And what are the similarities between those feelings? And have you noticed how your state has changed since we started? It's nice to know, isn't it, that you learn? Isn't it because I'm wondering if you really know how many more feelings or cravings you maybe have mixed up with eating? Eating is good. People die if they don't eat. It is nice, even though overeating is just a bad habit. You need to eat and eat healthy stuff that are good for you. The other stuff, you show down the cake hole. It's just to satisfy all the feelings. That has nothing to do with your metabolism. I feel this. Ooh, let's eat. Oh no, not so. No, maybe not anymore. But there's nothing wrong with chocolate. It's real. Cocoa contains good stuff. But when you overeat it, it has nothing to do with your metabolism, has it? But fortunately for you, the trance state is easy to enter, and changes are easily done, both now and before and after, since you have done that before, haven't you? I talked to a thin person a while ago and said, "How often do you think about food? How often does that come up in your mind?" And the answer was, "I nearly never think about food. When I'm hungry, I eat, but I don't think about it. I don't plan what I'm going to eat. I just do it." So I turned and asked similar questions to some not-so-thin persons and said, "How often do you think about food?" And the answer amazed me. They went, "I often plan a long way before, and even when I am eating, I plan what I will eat next, and where to buy it, and how much I will buy, and how to cook it." So I asked, "What if you didn't think about it so much?" And they looked at me as I am stupid or an alien. Maybe it is time for you to forget to think about food so much. If you do that And even if you don't think of it so much, you can think of it less and less. Or maybe even you can forget about it, because what you don't need to remember is what it was now that you had forgotten. And it is logical to forget about it, as you don't need to eat so much. So magically, it will be less to think about. And so, even if you in vain remember, it will not be so much to remember about anyway, will it? And maybe that stuff that you remember is not going to be the stuff you eat anyway. So then, there is no need for you to remember that at all, is it? Pure logic. Because when you take the stuff, you remember that you are not going to eat inside you, then you will not be thin. But if you instead forgot about them, and you wouldn't know about them, and you wouldn't get hungry when thinking about the stuff that you are not going to eat anyway. So the faster you learn to forget about what you are not going to eat, the faster you will get thin. And the less food you eat, the more healthier food you will eat. And that, you may remember, instead healthier food. And the more healthier food you think about, the more you will forget about the unhealthy food. And the less unhealthy food you eat, the more thin you will become. And then, thin man said in a seminar, I remember, I know, he said, when you eat, let's chew slowly and chew well. And for every chew, put down your knife and fork on the table and take your hands away from them. Chew slowly and well, and begin to feel that feeling from your stomach when you feel satisfied and okay. As maybe you have forgotten that feeling and eat slowly, you are in no hurry, as you have more time over, as you eat less food per time minute, as you did before. Now, what will you do with the time you save for not eating so much? You probably can think of several good things for you, and we mean good things for you. Think, as you swallow every well-chewed chunk, maybe I'm satisfied now, and really learn to feel that satisfying feeling stronger and stronger from now on, so that you know now what to begin with. Now you know to forget and remember to learn. What? Remember to learn to feel that satisfying feeling of being filled up, as that comes a long time before you normally stop to eat. Remember what? Learn to feel being filled up and put knife and fork down. Because when you get that feeling from the unconscious that you are satisfied and had enough, instantaneously the rest on the plate or whatever you eat will immediately begin to start tasting like paper and smelling like paper. Yes, that's a nice one for your unconscious to remember. Starting tasting like paper, smelling like paper, when you eat too much. Remember what? And I go, remember that. When you, the unconscious you, feel that satisfaction of stilling the hunger, and there is no more need for food, everything will start tasting and smelling like paper. I heard about one person that made a gastric bypass. Or it was something else that inhibited the eating. And I do my way of changing your habits, and I think it's more easy to accomplish. In reality, they do the same function. In my way, you learn, really learn the unconscious again, the knowledge it had once and still has, to communicate to you that it's okay. You don't need more. You are satisfied, even though not completely filled up. As that is not needed, is it? The unconscious knows more than we think we know. In that operation that I mentioned, you either short the intestines or put a thing on the stomach so that it cannot contain so much. And in this case, the unconscious will trigger the feeling of being filled up earlier, as it cannot expand more, as it is maybe completely filled up. But the unconscious knows, because thin people does it, and we are all born with similar brains. We all have a mechanism that tells us that enough is enough, so there is no need to overeat. And maybe think of surgery. Don't you think it is better if the unconscious told you before that you are satisfied with a less amount of food that you previously did eat, and know to eat now healthier food? What do you mean? Tell me. Well, you have an inner voice, and it is the unconscious that processes the information that gives you that inner voice, because you don't consciously think of what you say to yourself, do you? No, you don't. Think of how the brain and body cooperates. It's a dream machine, and you have one, and it is your responsibility to take care of it. Some scientists say that they can use artificial intelligence to build a brain, but the truth is still that they cannot even build a thing that can fly like a fly, and eat like a fly, and get energy like a fly. You know bees. Have you ever seen a bee with overweight? You know bees, but obese bees are not in the nature. If you see an obese bee, beware of that bee, as obese bees are unnatural. I got you there, didn't I? No, they have the mechanism of eating until satisfied, and then it's okay. And if a fly can do it, and if a bee can do it, don't you think it's a piece of cake for your unconscious to do that also? And that is then only a small piece of cake, because a fly doesn't have a big brain like you do, or even a bee. So if you believe that you cannot learn this, you have hard, real facts all around you, as all insects can do it, and you cannot really think that you are stupider than an insect, can you? If an insect can do this, then you can. Now I know that your unconscious knows to inform you about it, and you're blind to it. When you're filled up, it's not something you need to learn somehow. You maybe have mixed up your feelings on the way from the signal in the stomach to what you consciously experience. And as you sleep and dream tonight and coming nights, your creative imagination will figure out ways to reconnect the neurons so that you consciously get to know what you need to know. Or else, I could tell you about my working experience as a software consultant in a Swedish telecommunication company. One of my friends, Michael there, he was a very happy young fellow, just graduated as a Master of Science, married and had a little child. He was round, you could say, and very happy and glad. And I don't know why, but much round people are happy and jolly. And that good states does also follow when they reduce weights. Why shouldn't it? Anyway, a few years later, I heard that he had died, and I was really sorry for that. And I really want you to lose weight, so that you stay healthy and live longer without the health problems that comes with overweight. I'm not telling you this to scare you, but more to give you inspiration to move yourself more. And then, maybe, his untimely end might not be a complete loss. If that can spark and initiate others to be healthier. At a conference, somebody said to me, I have always been like this, and my mother and father looks like this. And I asked always, and they went, yes. And I asked, even before you were born? And they looked at me like I was stupid. But I said, you said always. That means even before you were born, you know. And they went, but you know what I mean. And I said, how can I know what you mean if you even can't say what you mean? And the answer I got was, I'm hungry. Yes, people are really confusing their feelings and mixing. But just before, you start to get curious about what was the point of that story, and prior to thinking that I will explain it for you, since you now have pondered on it, I'll just let you know that I won't. That's life sometimes. It's enough that you've heard it, and you're satisfied. I don't need to overdo it, do I? It's like eating. It's okay. You don't have to overdo it. Get it now or later. Maybe like a flash. What the fuck is he talking about? Doesn't matter. As long as your unconscious understand, and I know it does, since we're getting to be great pals, your unconscious and me, as we both have an equal goal, your better, longer, and healthier life, and more fun and happiness. Anyway, I will be talking, and after a while, you just wander off in your own nice thoughts, as if I only were a guide in your experience. Even though you don't need to be aware of that, do you? No, not really. So you want to be a healthier person. Maybe you have read or heard that overweight is not in that, is it? So, have you imagined how your ideal weight would look like? What weight you want to be? How would that really feel? Let me ask you a question. What is the color of your front door or door to your apartment? Think about it. Do you have an answer? Okay. How did you get to the answer? How did you remember the door inside your mind and saw it? Okay. I just wanted you to know that you can imagine things and visualize them in your mind. Nothing to it, eh? So, if I asked you now, if you looked at yourself thin, in a magic mirror, how would that look? No, I'm not joking. Be imagining a mirror and imagine you are looking into the mirror. And maybe you want or need to take it in steps of time. 1 kilo to this week, 1 kilo for that week. And then imagine yourself now in the future. Maybe 1 year from now, having walked all those steps, and you are still maintaining that ideal weight of yours, because you may maintain it, as it is your desire to be that way, can't you? Now, a year from now and later, and remember, really remember what you see and really feeling now, how it would be being like that. Imagine it stronger. Feel it on your body. Really feel it. No, I mean much, much better than that. Be feeling it so much that it feels like the best feelings you ever had in your life. Yes, one of those feelings. You know what I mean, don't you? And if you don't know, you maybe can use your creative imagination and create a fantasy with such feelings, where you are now feeling intensely passionate, adventurous, compassionate, committed into pure ecstasy, and with those feelings stronger and stronger and stronger and even stronger, look at the magic mirror with yourself in it, feeling the intense, ecstatic feeling stronger and stronger, and intensify them, and take a good look into the mirror of the future you, the one you want to be in the future, and get the intense feelings and look and feeling of the health of the new future you, and see the clothes you can have. Let your imaginative, creative, unconscious fill you with ideas, images, feelings of how you are going to be soon in the future. Because you can, you know. You can. And you know how also, don't you? You have at least one idea of how you are going to do, haven't you? Going to do. Going to go. And walk, maybe. Because you want to feel this good, don't you? Why not? It's up to you, and only you, and no one else, just you. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now! Start now, begin now, right now. Think of all the ways you can do, and watch. You have on yourself, maybe that tells the time, or other watches on other people. And every time you see a watch, you can watch yourself in the magic mirror and respond to the ideas of being, becoming that in any sensible way you like, in any time you like, and watch and see. People do experience certain sensation in trance, don't they? And I haven't asked you yet to close your eyes, or even take a deep breath, or relaxing, have I? Who cares? Do you really think I need to say those things to you to get you into a hypnotic state like you just were in and are in? Nope. Your unconscious knows that we have the same goal, and we are in a symbiosis to learn, really learn, how to get stronger, passionate feelings, to lose weight. I don't give a fuck about what other people say. You might think, and good for you. Think of the time you save by not thinking about what others think of you. And if I were to ask you, if your life were actually happening right now, what would you do differently? Think about it. And I want you to remember a situation where you really wished you hadn't been at the weight that you have today. And maybe three more situations where you really wished you had been slimmer, thinner, lighter. That's one of the things we need to get through. Is for you to feel fed up with how you are now. And if you're not up to this, just stop listening and turn this off, because this is really going to change your estimate of yourself. So if you don't, just click it off. And if you're still here, so if I were to ask you, how long have you been not thin? And if I were to ask you, if you have lost weight before, what would your answer be? And also, remember that you should get a well-educated health advisor, maybe a doctor or a proper nutritionist, for both medical advice and food advice. When you listen to me later, you will get to your goals. But it might be dangerous if you're doing it too quickly. It took several years to get you into your current weight, and it's ridiculous to think that the starvation method will succeed. Ridiculous. A starvation method will, of course, reduce weight, but not many percent of people stay and keep at that level. They go back up again, and starvation is dangerous. No, what is better to do is to get in contact with proper medical and nutritional advisors, not the self-appointed ones, the know-it-alls. Get yourself proper ones. A very few, have medical disorders that requires medical attention. And I don't know how good you will get out of what we're doing, but we can do it anyway. It's not up to me. It's up to you and your body and brain. Maybe you have tried to lose weight before. That's good. We learn by failures. And you had the courage to do it. But you see, some things are automatic, like the responses for filling your mouth with unnecessary stuff at the wrong time. It means that you are a good learner, even though maybe you have learned to do the wrong things automatically. And you may think automatically. Let me ask you, if you remember when you learned the alphabet, one letter at a time, until you knew them all and knew how to read. And now you are using them automatically without being consciously aware of them. It's similar to how you do when you overeat. Something have learned you away, so that when something trigger you, you mistake it for eating. You go, oh, I feel so and so, maybe I should eat something. Or you feel another way, and maybe you go, oh, maybe I should eat something. What the fuck is wrong with you? Others would say. But there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect. You're perfectly responding to triggers. And our job is to change the flexibility of your behavior, to add more ways, better ways, for you to respond. You don't need to fight to overcome your habits. You just have the flexibility to respond to them in another way. So you go, I feel so and so, and you go, maybe I should eat. And then immediately think, no, it's not that. It's this instead. Yes, that's right. I once knew a woman that confused a body signal for sleeping with hunger, and the more tired she became, the more wrongly she ate. And that was easy. I just emptied the refrigerator and put in a pillow in the refrigerator. That was cool, you know. Pillow to sleep on. Of course, she ate also, but she had more flexibility in her behavior, as she immediately had the image of the pillow inside her mind as it was actually in her eyesight. Easy, does it? Think about it. Let your unconscious have a laugh now as it realizes how it has behaved with you. What is your pillow? Or rather, how many pillows do you need in your refrigerator? Or hamburger places? Or whatever fucks you up. So there are just a couple of things that you need just to be ready. Because to me, when people are making changes, like right now, one of the things are that they need to be fed up enough with the problem, so that they never go back to them again. Because if you are not fed up enough, it's so easy to fall back on them. And to fall back hurts like hell. You maybe hit your back against something hard, so I better see to it that you don't fall back into bad habits again. The general solution is to feel completely different in the same situation. And if you have heard any other of my inductions, you maybe know why. When you listen to the following, you are not consciously aware of what I am, that I am learning your unconscious methods that will give you more choices about eating habits. You want to feel good, don't you? Of course, so does every person. However, strangely enough, I know that your unconscious have learned that eating when you are not needing to eat is good for you. And I'm wondering just how deep you need to be in trance for me to change your unconscious habit. You probably have tried with your conscious willpower before and have utterly failed. Don't tell me about it. You have an automatic habit that connects some feeling that's inside your body. I know. Where else could it be? And you don't really need to eat, as you already have a lot of kilos. You know, I was in a seminar some time ago, and someone wittingly said, "We're all fucking losers here." And the person beside nearly got a fit. And they continued, "We're all losing weight here. It's the first time I'm fucking happy as a loser." And the person hugged him instead of slapping him. Still, he maybe wanted a slap. You never know with people. What really excites them, do you? I remember once. But never mind. Maybe you are waiting for me to put you into a trance or do some hypnotic stuff. Well, you can wait for it a while longer. And I tell you, when you were in a trance situation, maybe just like before, when, as I learn your unconscious, that you will fuck better when losing your weight. Oops, comes like a surprise, did it? Well, what arguments do you have to not fuck better when you're slimmer? I am curious to know if you really have any, and if you do, how do you know that? That it wouldn't be even better when being slimmer? Or do you really know that? Or do you only believe that? Have you ever been wrong in your life? Maybe once. And if so, you may be wrong now. Think. If it is so. I am not saying that. I am right. But if you left some kilos behind you, people might find you more attractive, and your sex life maybe improves. It can only be better. It doesn't matter what your current position is now, you know. It might be great now, but things can still be improved, can't they? If you believe them so, then the more you lose weight, the better and longer orgasms you will have, and more intense and even longer. Why not? I have a friend that told me about a bus stop, that every morning, there, waiting for a bus, it takes forever for the bus to come there. Even it is only 1 minute or two, but it feels much longer. And then other times, talking with someone, and time just flies away in an instant because of the happiness and the fun and excitement. Now I want your creative part of your brain to figure out ways of making the time when you come feel like waiting forever for a bus, and you just keep going and going and going, and you are not going anywhere, but it feels so fucking good to lose weight. Maybe you can imagine that. Maybe as you see that stuff on the plate in front of you, all that yummy looking stuff, and you just reach out for it, when suddenly a thought interrupts that, and you think, oh, it looks yummy, but that is not fucking good. Maybe there are other yummy stuff that is like fucking good, but not food. Have you now found 3 or maybe 4 situations where you remember you took something to eat and just instantly knew you didn't like? You didn't like what you did. Were fed up being. This is simple, so what I want you to do is I want you to think of 3 or 4 of the absolute worst experience that you ever had, where you wished you were not overeating, where you were embarrassed, as, you know, like one of those situations where somebody's looking at you and saying, haven't you had enough yet? Are you here again? You know, it doesn't matter what they are. All I want you to do is just be thinking of a time when you would just be wishing you had a choice to say no. And I want you taking the image that is in your mind and seeing what you saw when you were there, hearing what you heard, and then doubling the size of the image, turning the brightness up, turn the volume up, so that the unpleasantness of the situation literally begins growing. And then thinking of the next, because jumping to another quickly and making that one even twice as big and hearing the voices of the people there even louder, so that you are beginning to take that feeling that's inside you and notice where the feeling starts in your body and noticing how it is moving through you with that unpleasantness. Ooh, shit. And then taking that feeling, beginning, spinning it round and round, so that wherever it is moving to, you're moving it back to the beginning, and begin spinning it around and around and around till it begins to actually get that feeling as if as uncomfortable as you possibly can. Then jumping to the third situation and beginning doubling that feeling again and again, and take this until you're beginning feeling some never again, because real serious changing now in human beings begins with them feeling so much fed up, that feeling of never again, and just like the straw breaking the camel's back, and you had enough of it, 'cause you had it with overeating, And if you would take this feeling and spinning it fast enough now, inside all of us as human beings, there is a threshold you can go through where something inside of you says, enough is enough. And when you do, things can get better. Some people are called losers, which usually is not so nice to be called. But in this case, when we're gaining our ideal weight, it is literally what we wish to be called. Losers losing weight. Because you have to go to find a new way to behave in the old situations. But if taking this feeling, spinning it harder and spinning it faster again and again and again until something inside you begins to snap, you know when that moment is, because suddenly, instead of seeing what you saw in those situations, you are going to take a look at yourself. And when seeing yourself in this situation, you are going to begin feeling some never again. Now, when looking at your situation, seeing yourself, maybe eating after dinner and having to sneak about it, when you are looking at that, feeling silly, you may begin to laugh at yourself. And this is the first step in real changing. Because when you can looking at yourself and begin looking at all times and places where you have to engage in really silly things, what happens is that you can begin to laugh at the behavior that you had in the past. So that when looking at the situation there, there is dozens and dozens and dozens of situations like this. And the more you're running them through your mind, the sillier it is going to begin feeling to not have the choice that you want. Because if stopping and thinking for a moment about that feeling and spinning that feeling of laughter inside of you, and doubling it and doubling it and doubling it again, this is where you go through the threshold. Because if you could take this feeling of silliness and even multiplying it further when it begins spinning faster and faster, getting bigger and bigger and bigger and even bigger, and kept it spinning inside of you, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, something you like to eat appears and you instantly start laughing at it, you may be feeling the changing right now inside your mind. And not just the feeling in your chest and stomach, but also at other places. And you always be asking yourself the question, should I eat it or not? But instead, you could just laugh. You start laughing. This is freedom. You start laughing at it and be feeling completely different in the same situation. Most people don't understand. They try to overcome their difficulties rather than make it so their body feels entirely different. Real choice does not come from being able to not do something or do something. Real choice comes when you can be feeling completely different in the same situation. This is so important, so I repeat it for you. Feeling completely and entirely different in the same situation. And what I want your unconscious, which is close enough to hear me, is to begin doing something that is very important. Because while you look at different times and places where you need to laugh at this behavior, when people walk up and say, would you like some more? And there are many times when you just feel like you need that for whatever reason. And you look over at your refrigerator and it calls out to you. It goes, ooh, do you want something? Sometimes you see something that is even sticking up or something is on a table, or you look at something else. Someone eating, you see, You see food and it calls out to you. All those situations. If you take this laughter and you begin laughing ecstatically at those things, instead of feeling drawn towards them, you are beginning to look at an image of yourself inside your mind that you saw before in the magical mirror, seeing yourself in the very situations that you do not have the choice yet. You can be seeing people offering you a snack. You're out of control. But when instead seeing yourself saying, "No, thank you," happily, and said, "No, thanks, I'm completely filled up," and smiling to them with a kind smile, you just are just giggling with delight because of realizing you are becoming the person that you want to be. And when feeling drawn towards that, that can become a much stronger feeling than any else. Many people lose weight, and so can you. But sometimes it happens that you eat more than you wanted, and you still feel like overeating. Well, shit happens, but it has happened less and less times, as you now just laugh at it, thinking how silly and know how you shouldn't do, and feel drawn to the image where you see yourself being the way you would like to be, like in a magical mirror, and you saw yourself happy, thinner, healthier, and realizing you could exercise more. And a friend of yours walks up and said, "Shall we take a stroll?" And you have this new satisfying feeling. And when the same stuff come up, instead of feeling the same old feeling, you're beginning seeing the image of yourself, the way you're wanting to be, and realizing every moment of choice is important. Every moment of your life is important. Now, I am going now to tell your unconscious to begin making some adjustments. And the adjustments I want you to make are very simple. The feeling that goes with hunger is a biological feeling. It's because as you need more food, the craving begins to come up. But cravings are odd because in order to have a craving, you have to know what you are craving. Because when the craving comes up, if you're hungry, you do not suddenly start craving other things and then turn around and start eating wood. You do not eat wood, but sometimes people instead begin to overeat, or they begin to do something else to fill the craving. But that is when they are craving something else than the food, and mistake think it is food, and mistakenly think it's food that they need. So how did you get all mixed up? You know I'm pulling your leg now. Here I'm playing with your unconscious. Because your unconscious understands jokes and can laugh at this silly, ridiculous situation. It's only the craving for the food that should signal you to eat. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing else. When there is something so much better to fill the mixed up craving with, the feeling that you are spinning inside of you, the feeling of desire, the desire to be the one you want to be. If you start spinning that faster and faster, and as you think about it, I want your unconscious creating that feeling and multiplying the need for whatever mixed up stuff you are confusing it with, to take it and making it more and more intense, but only at the rate and speed that you're able to be spinning the good feeling and feel the confused need, so that you can begin to feel your confused need with your desires of how you would like to be, like the magical mirror. That's right. Slow down now. Not so fast. There is no hurry. Some things take time. And I want you taking the time, beginning, making, changing in a way that will only stay with you for the rest of your life. So when you faced with the very thing for the next 3 weeks, I do not care what anyone says, from time to time, you will get the same old feelings. And you look at the same old things. And when the same old things happen, then you're going to begin feeling the same needs. Only they will be one different. You will have the ability to stop for one instant and be laughing. Ha ha! That moment of interruption is the most important. And I know that you can laugh. Now, you understand that this little thing, whatever it is just confused. And you start to laugh again at the silliness, ridiculous of it all. That is the moment at which you can begin spinning that feeling and remember how you want to be, not just today, but tomorrow and for the rest of your life. You do want to set a good example for those around you. You have to show people the choices are possible. The best way of doing things is to show people the best ways to live. And you go first. Some people say this all the time, and I want the struggle to begin. Because the struggle that you are feeling inside right now is what it takes to begin to whirl up a strong enough desire, big enough smile, that when faced with the worst of situations, so that as you see in your mind the confused feelings marching up to you, calling out to you, hello, as you go to bed, calling out to you in the morning, hello, calling out to you even after a meal, hello, hiding everywhere in every store you go in, hello, here are we. You will be constantly faced with these things. If you add to that, that old confused feelings, I'm not confused, the thing that you had given into in the past, but you did not give into it in quite the same way. This time, rather than fighting with it, you are going to just smile at it and let the feeling build up. Because you see, any feeling of a strong desire doesn't mean you have to act on it. You meet many assholes in life, but you don't smack them all, even if it would feel nice. But instead of smacking, one does not need to act on that desire. This is what makes us conscious human beings. And the fact that desire is there, or if you can smile and recognize it, it means that you can be free and not have to act on it. When your unconscious is ready, that is right, then go deeper and deeper. Because I want you to go into a deep enough state to make the adjustments in such a way that your unconscious will allow them to stay for the rest of your life. And suddenly, you learn not to confuse your feelings with hunger. Because as it becomes automatic, you can rehearse it in your mind. Now you could do it in regular sleep, or you could do it in a dream state. If in a dream state, right now, you begin to dream a dream in which your desires become realities, it is time to test yourself and think of all the times and places where food were irresistible. And now you laugh at it. And each time you see that situation occur, remember it is time to smile and to laugh. And then remember what you desire to be like, and to remember to make your desires bigger and stronger, and to spin that feeling inside of you, and then to move on to the next situation. And I'm sure that in the course of the next 3 weeks, there is going to be millions of situations which would test you. In fact, if you think about the rest of your life, there is even going to be times where you will be tested truly. Bad things will happen. Emergencies will occur. And suddenly, you get really nervous in certain situations, and you want to go back to the old things. So, let your imagination take you to the things that would be difficult. Do not test yourself lightly. But the harder the situation is, the broader the smile. That's right. You forget to smile. Well, then you have to go back in the old situation. But the more you smile, the more you take the good feelings and overwhelm difficulties, the more you will be able to deal with almost anything in life. Now, I want you to take a few moments, and I want you to run through a number of scenarios. Let your unconscious come up with tough things. Perhaps you could even run through some of the memories where you were unable to cope. Run back through it. And this time, you take your sense of humor with you, and you may discover it is not as overwhelming as you thought it was. I know that sometimes we develop these things, but you need to run these things over and over and over and over and over again till it becomes a new habit. It's not that habits are a bad thing. In fact, we have a good habits, like eating healthy, eating slower, and chewing, taking a shower every morning. When you meet somebody and they extend their hand to you and say hello, unconsciously your hand lifts up and you say hello. You shake their hand because it is an automatic behavior. It is when these behaviors become ones that we do not want, that we need inside our mind to begin to back up things up. So while your unconscious tests you with things that are difficult, remember to smile. Remember the desires and keep running it over and over and over again. Keep smiling. I want you to keep running scenarios, coming up with more and more difficult things. And keep smiling more and more and looking at confused feelings as what they are, something in your past. And keep smiling, running scenarios, and keep smiling, spinning the feeling of desire inside you faster and faster, and keep those scenarios popping up. Let your creative mind create them instantaneously now as you laugh at them more and more. And you know, in your sleep tonight and coming nights, it would be most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with the purpose to let you be happy and not overeat for the rest of your life. Yes. And wake up smiling as I count from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8. Smiling even more as scenarios pop into your head. 6, 5, 4. And you want a nice stretch and smiling as you awaken. 3, and remember to be more playful and more fun and smile more in your life. And remember to plan. Wake up happy tomorrow. 2, do smile much and trigger the endorphins, the nice body drugs, when you smile. And now you are going to awaken from this trance feeling tremendously satisfied, relaxed, happy, and even more pleasurably, ecstatically satisfied. That makes you burst out in a great smile that spreads all over the place right now. It's such a pleasure to work with you, both of you. And I want to thank both of you. Such a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you, both conscious and unconscious. So, it really boils down to that you feel completely different and one. And the question, does your unconscious love you? Bye from Kenneth Blake at blaketalks.com.